My name is Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. Today is very exciting. It's our first episode, this is just really exciting to get to this point. I never really expected to be doing a podcast, but I had some really interesting things happen in this last year that led to where we are right now. When I was starting to work on a book called This Message Is For You, and that'll come out later this year. I started to tell some people about that and, you know, just what's going on in my life. Some interesting things happened. So I was at my gynecologist appointment, and he said, "Well, I could see you speaking, someday." And I was like, "Oh, that's very interesting." I've known him for a very long time, so it's not so unusual. Over 20 years, he's been my doctor, so very exciting to have such a long relationship in that way. Just a very trusted doctor. And, so that was the first one. And then I have a trainer. I do some strength training, just trying to, keep a little bit active here. And my trainer said to me, "You have an interesting voice, and I think that you would be good at doing meditations for people." So I thought, "Oh, that's very interesting. I never really considered that." And he sent me an app and, to investigate and look at. And I thought, "Well, that's really interesting." And then, one person says something, you're like, "Okay." Two people say something, you're like, All right, that's interesting. Then a third person said something to me. So I was talking with a coworker, and her kid came on and said, "That person sounds like they have a radio voice." And I thought, "Well, that's very interesting." So now I've got three people telling me to do something with my voice, which has been very interesting. So I've got to figure out what that is. What is it that I can do? Because I have to, take these signs of things that are happening in life and people telling you stuff. And usually there's a reason for that. There's something that you need to do with it. Life is about paying attention and taking action. And so here I am, episode number one. but the real kicker was the fourth. So when I had four, I was like, okay, there's no question now. I really need to do something here. So I was at a grocery store down the street from my house, and I was getting a cake for my sister-in-law's birthday and asked for some writing on it. And so the woman at the counter asked me where I'm from. And I was like, I live in this town. and she was like, no, where are you from? And I grew up in a different county, here in the Philadelphia area. And so I mentioned that. Oh, that's it. And then she just told me that she loved my voice. And I thought, well, this is so interesting. I don't think I've ever encountered so many people in such a short time, really pulling out the signals for me to do something. So I was like, okay, well, I've got to come up with a plan and try to do this. So here we are, first episode. So the concept of This Message Is For You would be little messages to help encourage you to take some action in your life, just like I did in starting this. So today's message is build a vision board. Now, vision boards can take all different kinds of, all different kinds of ways. People can be super creative with them. You can, cut out images from magazines and words that are going to be good for you. But I have a little bit of a different way that I like to put together my vision board. I find sometimes when I've done them in the past where there's a lot going on that I just find it to be a bit chaotic. And like when I look at something that has stuff all over the page in that way, I get a bit overwhelmed. And a lot of times, maybe after a little while, I don't love it and it goes away and it's hidden. So I'm going to encourage you to think about a different way that you might want to build a vision board and really hone in on the things that you want to do and do it in a way that is going to be attainable. So the things that I like to do is make lists. And I know that there's a lot of list lovers out there, like me. But it feels so good just to check something off. To really find that sense of accomplishment and just doing something that is so, could be so small or could be monumental for you, you know? And so looking at those things. Now, the way that I have looked into my vision board was to go into different categories. So there's a lot of different categories out there that you could consider and you can think about. The ones that I've used are spiritual, family, health, career, personal growth, financial, social, travel, and impact. There are so many more out there, though, that you can utilize and think about in very different ways. Those nine that I mentioned are really just a very high level and ones that really fit with me. But there's others. So maybe you want to focus on love or friendship or just general relationships. Maybe you want stuff more in the health, like exercise or food, or maybe you're, you know, like cooking and want to just try different foods. And or maybe you want to look at, you know, some things with organization or stuff around your home, or maybe like crafts or hobbies. Maybe you want to start a new business. You know, maybe you just want to get in the right mindset, find ways to be of service to others. Or maybe you just want to spend time with nature and animals and, you know, figure out how to get to those national parks. So it would be great just to find those little things that will come into play and really help you to hone in on what are the things that you want to do? Now, okay, so you've got your categories. Step one, whatever they are. Maybe you just want one category for now, and that's okay. You know, sometimes the biggest step is just to get the smallest thing done. And you know, and maybe you don't even want to create a vision board. Maybe you just need a list and stick it on your refrigerator or stick it in somewhere where you're going to see it. So the thing that's going to be really important here is that with the vision board is not always, you know, setting everything up, but it's seeing it. The seeing is really, really important. The more that you see it, the more that you're going to want to do something about it. You're going to want to take that action. You're going to be like, okay, what do I do next? That question is often coming up like, oh, I've gotten to this point in life and I've accomplished these things, but what do I do next? Or what do I do now? So think about those things in those different categories. So we've got categories, and now, you know, I like to do maybe four or five goals for each category, looking at various things. So I'm gonna show you in a second how I've done things. So I've gotten, you know, a couple categories identified, and then I've got, you know, a couple different goals for each of those categories. And then I like to be a little bit visual, so I've taken some photographs. I also do some photography work around, so really love to, you know, be able to show that piece of my expression as well. But you do you, right? If you like to draw, draw. If you like to, you know, crochet a little thing that makes sense, you know, do that. Whatever you relate to, whatever you want is going to express yourself and is going to want to make you do something. That's what you do here. Okay. So then I've compiled them all together, but I really wanted it to look like something that I wanted to hang on the wall. So I've got my vision board here. So I've got pictures and the little categories And see, it's just like a checklist. Just a checklist. So I could go click, click, click and check those off. I use bullets. You can use, boxes if you'd rather actually have it like a check box. But this way, I can go through each of these and say, okay, I want to travel to these places, or I want to spend this time with my friends, or date nights with my husband, those kinds of things. I want to go to the movies with my family because that's something that we like to do together. There's a lot of different things here that you can see, really with taking it and making it look like it's, just a neat thing for you to put together. Do you need to be that creative? No. Do you need different colored paper? No. Could you use it? Of course. Be creative. Go through the things that you want to make sure that each of those categories is really going to hone into the things that you want. Now I'm going to make a couple suggestions on what is included in those goals, right? So, I try to look at some, you want to have some short-term goals, you want to have some medium-term goals, and you want to have some long-term goals. Because if all your goals are long-range goals, like pay off my mortgage in 15 years, you're not going to find that sense of accomplishment in the short term. So you want to make sure that you have some things that by the end of this month, to accomplish something, or by the end of this year, or by April, or by June, or whatever, making sure that you're able to do things on a quick basis, or that that's coming up. Half of this is not just, okay, I want to do this, but maybe you've already set something up. Now, I'm very goal-oriented, and and this started a really long time ago. So I think after college, I made my first goal list, so 21 years old, and I made a goal of 50 different things to do in life. And I took that goal list, and I'm still checking things off. So one of my goals for this year is to go on a cruise with a friend. You might say, why not my husband? Well, he gets seasick, so he's not really keen on going on a cruise, but it's still on my goal list and still something that I want to do and still and something that I know is booked, yet I can still check it off and accomplish it because I know it's going to happen. And so one of those things that you can do is to look forward to what do you have in your year ahead that is already something that you know that you're going to accomplish. That way, when it does happen and you check it off, you are feeling great about what you've done to achieve that part of your vision. So looking forward to, if you're in the spiritual world, like going into a retreat center, or maybe going, spending more time in your church, if that's something that is, really important to you. In looking at your health goals, maybe it's this is the time of year, maybe you want to, shed a couple pounds, or just get better into a better fitness routine. And then, you can look at your career and just kind of think about what you want to do long range. Is there something that you want to achieve, or is there a mentor that you could find that can help you to get to those next steps, or encourage you along the way to explore other opportunities that you may not have considered before? So look around to see what are those things? What are those things that you really want to do? What are those things that are going to make you feel great about yourself? And I want you to really hone in on these different aspects of your life. Look at the different categories, look at the things that you want to do, and then you can set your goals. So, I've done a lot of visioning too, in the past, not just with a vision board, but even just like, well, a list of paper. So before my family moved into our current home, we put a list together. We sat down around the living room, and we took a piece of paper out. We wrote all the things that we wanted to do in a new house, and what things were going to be important to us in a new house. And that really helped us set the vision. We put it on our refrigerator. It was there for a long time. It took us a while to really get to the point of, the things that we wanted. But we were able to see them come to fruition. There were only like two things that were on our original list that were not in the house that we got. And those things are things that could be added in the future, if we can afford that. So really, it's just, taking that time to identify, to help set your vision, to help manifest those things in your life. It's really just something that you can set out there to do. Now, this may sound a little silly, but I also did that with my husband. And I made a list of the things that I wanted in a guy. And I found him. So it can work in that way too. Maybe a little bit off kilter here, but it was something that, that I did and that happened. It was just a little bit silly, but you never know. If you're out there and you're looking for something, that's what you've got to put out there into the world. And sometimes just writing it down makes it become more real. You've got all these ideas in your head, and they can go in many different directions for sure. But you want to make sure that you become clear on what it is that you want, and maybe even why. Because knowing your why behind everything can really help bring that forward. If you look to achieving all of your goals, some of them may be so silly. It may be because you didn't do something in the past. It may be something that, I think Brianna West has a quote around, you regret not the stuff that you have done, but those things that you did not do. And I think that's really powerful, to really think about, well, okay, I didn't do these things. Why didn't I do these things? What can come from looking forward, and moving to this is what I want to do, looking forward through those. Is there anything blocking you? So building that vision board can help you to get to those steps. Now, the next thing that I mentioned, the house, I'm going to go back to that a little bit too, because when we were looking at that, our house and going through that process, I used an app called Asana, to kind of project manage what we needed to do with our house. We needed to get a storage unit and get stuff out for a while. We needed to fix some things around the house. We needed to paint the walls, all of these little things, contacting contractors for the sidewalk, or we had to do a sewer line thing. So, you can look at these different aspects of what you need to do to really get to the next steps and really help you go through that achieving. So here it's about setting things out and achieving them. Because we can all have big ideas, but you got to take action on them to make sure that those are going to be the things that you want to do. Now, can things change? Yes, you can set this vision board, and you can, then something else happens in your life. You get a new job, you're in a new relationship, and then, well, that whole section doesn't matter anymore. There's nothing there that really needs to be accomplished anymore because you've gotten that or something different. So you can look at these things overall and just, know that this is for your year and this is for what you want to do. It's a great thing to do at the start of the year. We're in January now, a new year, new beginnings. And so hopefully this can help you move forward. So, again, just make it simple. Make it simple. the more complexity that you put into this and the more you overthink some of those, what am I going to do within this category, the harder it's going to be to get to those goals. So set a time limit. I'm not going to spend more than X, whether it's 30 minutes on this. I'm going to just sit down and do whatever I can get in that amount of time, and then I'll move forward and take whatever the next steps are to get to those. There's a lot to live in life, and a lot of things that you can do in a very short amount of time that we overall have here on this earth. So, what are you doing to help make the best of where we are? And helping out in your community, volunteer, that's certainly one on my list. We've gotten all different places that we can help with and, connect to whatever it is in your goals in your world. What skills and talents can you bring to help others? Because there's always something. Everybody is here for a purpose, for a reason. And that reason does not need to be some big existential reason. It could be, I'm here because I'm a good listener. And I'm helping other people as I, as I just am there for them. Sometimes it could be just that simple. So, don't put too much pressure on yourself for this. Really make it nice and simple and easy. Post that list on your board, on your refrigerator, pin it on a cork board, whatever you've got. You don't have to go out and buy all kinds of fancy stuff. You can if you want to, but there's no need. Really just set something out where you feel like you can put your goals in a place where you can see them and move towards them. So I hope that you've enjoyed this, and I will be creating other episodes. I've got some special guests that will be coming on later this year, and I do hope that you'll. I wish you all the best. Lots of love, peace, health, and happiness, and have a wonderful day. Remember, this message is for you.